This morning to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah 6. It's kind of really interesting that the Lord is commissioning the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah is prophesied, and he's speaking in the context of speaking to Israel that have shut up their ears and were rebellious. Amen. And one of the things that the Lord was speaking about is God always has a remnant. You know, even in Isaiah 6, verse number 13, he says 10%. There's a tithe of even Israel that is serving the Lord even today. Amen? That through Christ Jesus, okay? So he always has a remnant. I was thinking about that. And one of the remnants for us to look at in the natural, it's like, if you cut down a green tree and you sawed off a green tree and you left a stump in the ground, it's kind of amazing. All of a sudden, things will start shooting out of growing out of the stump. And God always has a stump. He was reminding me, even when Elijah went to the Mount of God and said, only I. And the Lord said, well, I have 7,000 that have bowed to Baal. Amen. When Jezebel was chasing Elijah. But he says to us today, in verse number 8, one of the things he was speaking to my heart about, in Romans chapter 11, he speaks about the natural branch being broke off so the unnatural branch could be grafted in, and you and I are the unnatural branch. But he gives us also a warning there in 11, verse number 21. He says, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. Amen? And what the Lord was speaking to my heart about, as his word goes forth, his word always goes to accomplish something. It's spoken to accomplish something. But in some, it may not have any effect whatsoever because they haven't opened their ears to hear and their hearts to receive. And God wants us to hear and receive what he has for you and I. So he said concerning Israel here in verse number 8, he says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and convert and be healed. Amen. And today the word that the Lord has left placed on my heart is unsealed to heal. Unsealed to heal. Three things that he wants to address today is the pride, the plugged ears, and the perception. Amen. God wants us to perceive so we can receive, so we can conceive what we believe. Amen. Amen. A bunch of E's in there, huh? So can we lift the word together, make a declaration together, and we'll see where the Lord's going to take us today. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God's going to accomplish something in our midst today because it's about him. Say, I believe this is written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, your servant. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word, and we're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you're sent it here to do in every heart and every life. Now again, Lord, I pray that you speak through me, just like you did in the prophet Isaiah. Send the angel with the tongs and the coals and place them upon these lips, because I'm a man of unclean lips, Father God. And may the words that proceed out of my mouth be your words and not my words. And when your word goes forth, it'll have an effect. It'll do what you send it to do. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for everything you will accomplish in this place today. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. So the first thing I want to talk about is the pride. He says in verse number 10, make the heart of this people fat. Fat. These people were fat. Children of Israel were arrogant. They didn't think that they needed anything. They didn't think they had to do anything. They didn't think they had to follow God's commandments. They didn't think they had to follow God's law. And so he made a point with them. The psalmist says this in Psalm 17, verse number 10. He says, they are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. Amen? You know, the psalmist said, pride comes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Amen? So the fatness of these people was pride. They were arrogant. They weren't doing the things that God had called them to do. And just because we have been grafted in by the blood of Jesus and by his sacrifice and to the natural branch, that doesn't mean that we're allowed not to do what God says in his word. He says, abide in me and my word abides in you. So God's given us instructions as Gentiles not to be like the Jews, because we had more than they do. He gave us a helper. He gave us a Holy Spirit. That he gave us an advocate that we sang about when we first began, that our body was the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that we have power and praise and glory to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? So when I was looking at that, I was reminded in 1 Samuel chapter 2, the song of Hannah. 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse number 3. She said, the word of God says, talk no more exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Amen. Actions. Our actions are speaking louder than our words, right? You show me your faith and I'll show you my works, because faith without works is dead, being alone. Hallelujah. I saw a little face there. So Ezekiel chapter 16, all right? I'm going somewhere with this, I believe. Ezekiel 16, verse number 48. The Lord says this. He says, as I live, saith the Lord God, Sodom thy sister have not done, she nor her daughters, as thou hast done, and thou and thy daughters. Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. God has blessed us to be a blessing. The mentality of the teaching of the church now is sowing upwardly to others, but God says, take what you have. You can give offerings up, but our seeds are sowed to the needy and to the poor. God has come to heal the brokenhearted, to set at liberty the captive, to open prison doors to them that are bound. Amen. So we're going to see the people right where they're at, and we're to love them and not look down our nose at them, but to be a blessing. I don't know about you, but I can't outgive God. Amen. And if God has come for the poor and the broken, and I'm a vessel of the Lord, I can be looking at ways to bless people that are in need. Amen. And you know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? It was totally destroyed with fire. And he said to them, you were worse Because you have all of this and you're not making a benefit to the poor and the needy. Wow, that's kind of a pretty profound statement, isn't it? Amen? So what does Jesus say concerning this? Look with me in Luke chapter 6. Verse number 25. He says, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Amen. And what God is saying, God isn't going to change his word. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. God, I don't know, but God, one of the things that we have in this ministry and what we have is a food ministry, that food is important. To feed the poor is important. Amen? And when you see your brother in need, we're to give. And Jesus has a way of saying it. He tells us, God's word tells us, don't let our right hand see what our left hand is giving. Amen? And don't give to get notice of it or get praise for it. You give secretly. And when you give secretly, God rewards openly. Amen? Then we might say, well, they should get it themselves. I earned my own money. And then the Lord would say, I blessed you to earn your own money so that you may be a blessing to others. Now, if you stop the vow up or you stop the shoot up, I'm not going to pour in blessings. As long as you're pouring out, I'm going to pour in. Amen? He's faithful. He's faithful. That's one thing. And when he was talking to Israel, he was saying, hey, you're fat. Your pride has held you back. Then their ears were plugged. Amen? In other words, they weren't truly hearing what the Spirit of God is saying. And Jeremiah chapter 6, the prophet Jeremiah says in verse number 10, he says, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Because their ear is uncircumcised. In other words, their ear by the Spirit of God hasn't been cut away. Our circumcision is through Christ and through the Spirit of God. God has circumcised our ears so that we can hear. Hello? And they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them as a reproach, and they have no delight in it. I don't know about you, but when I read the word of God, and all of a sudden, he starts showing me the favor and the things that he's done for me. I can't help but get excited. Amen? Is it okay to get excited about Jesus? Amen? Is it okay to get excited about what he's done? Amen? No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like, his word is the only true thing that we hold on. And the Holy Ghost said this on Wednesday night. And I'm going to make you have a repeat, because if you weren't here Wednesday night, the Holy Spirit said, God said this. He said, when you keep my word will keep you. Hello? So as we keep his word and we do according to his word, we are kept. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful to be kept by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen? I don't know about you, but God's been good to me. Amen? And you know, even this morning when I got out of bed this morning with a song in my mouth, a song of praise, a song of thanksgiving, a song, you know. I got up with the first thing out of my mouth was giving him praise and giving him glory and giving him honor. Because guess what? I was able to get out of bed. Guess what? I didn't have any aches and pains. Guess what? God had healed my body. Oh, it was yesterday. It was kind of interesting. Yesterday I was we're getting ready to have lunch. And I went to sit down in my chair, and my chair collapsed. Well, when you're 200 and some pounds and you're sitting down in your chair and you kind of maybe flop, and then the chair just gives out underneath of you, you're going to hit the floor pretty hard. And I hit the floor pretty hard and shook the room, okay? Amen? Didn't shake it? Felt like it shook it to me. Hallelujah. She is so kind to me. Aren't she so loving? You know, but I sat there for a moment, and then the Lord was reminding me how much the devil would love to attack my body, because what I do to keep my body healthy and whole as I run every morning 5 miles, okay? And the Lord gave me instructions to do that. So as I'm doing the exercise, I'm disciplined to do that, the devil wants to knock out my limbs and to hurt me. Amen? It's kind of interesting, because in that chair, you know when a brace breaks, you see it's a break and you see the wood? It was already broken, and it was just set there. It was like it had been broken for a long time. Amen. But the devil was looking for an opportunity to knock me out. How about you? Is the devil trying to knock you out in some way, some shape, or some form? You know, I've seen, and I want you to get a hold of something right now. I want you to get a hold of something. There's a shifting going. Listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. There's a shifting right now that's taking place in the heavenlies. There's a shifting that's taking place. There's a move of God that's coming to the nations that they have never witnessed before, ever. And the adversary is pouring out all stops right now. He's pouring out all of his ugliness. But God says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. God's called you and appointed you for a time such as now. Amen. He's called you for this hour and this time. And when we're operating in this hour and this time, we're operating in his power, not ours. Amen. And so we're going to battle some darkness, and we're going to battle some wickedness. But guess what? We win. We win. What was the prophecy that was spoken over you for this month? 100% victory. 100% of the time. Look at your neighbor and say, you're a victor. All the time. There's no loser in you. Amen. Amen. So let's go to Matthew 13. I'll bring this in together here. Hopefully. No, I won't bring it together. The Holy Spirit have to do it. If it was me bring it together, it'd be all messed up. Let's start in Matthew 13, verse number 11. The Word of God says, and the answer is said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and ye shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. Look at your neighbor next to you and say, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He said, for verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear, and have not heard them. Amen? So he is saying to them, we're not Israel. Israel was blinded. Their ears were plugged. They were fat in their pride. But God, we're not Israel. We've been grafted into the branch by Christ Jesus. Amen? We're into the life-giving flow. So there's a warning the Lord gives us in 2 Timothy through the Apostle Paul, in 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'll start with verse number one. He says this, he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as is appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Amen. Boy, you talk about the age we live in now. Amen. The truth has been so twisted that people don't know what's the truth and what's a lie. Amen. Jesus Christ in his word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. His word remains the same. Times and seasons will change, but he remains the same. I do not have to change the word to reach the next generation. I've got to preach the word to change the next generation. Hello? Yeah, you hear what you're saying? God, this is the only thing that we can really stand sure with is God's word. Amen? So as we're looking at this, he says, hey, they had pride. Their ears were plugged up, but my ears aren't plugged. How's everyone's hearing? Right now, I want you to place your hands on your ears. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every ear in this room to be opened, not just spiritually, but physically. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah. Now thank Jesus for healing your ears. Thank him for healing your ears. Go ahead and give him a shout of praise. Come on. 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 God has opened up ears to hear. Hallelujah. He's opened up spiritual things. All of a sudden, you're going to hear a voice behind you speaking that you haven't heard. You've heard other people talk about it, but all of a sudden you're going to start hearing the voice of the Lord, because God is prophesying that over you today. He is sending the word to you so you can hear his word clearly, that it will bind every bit of confusion, because you will know his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice. And one thing about the voice of the Lord, it'll never go contrary to his word. If it doesn't align with his word, it's not his voice. It's the imitator. It's the imposter. Amen. God wants you to know that he's chosen you. He's separated you. And he's ordained you for a time such as now. Amen. You may not even realize what you're involved with right now, but God has called you and appointed you for this. Amen. Because God's going to do things in your life that you've never witnessed or never seen before. Because as he said in his latter days, he was going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. His sons and daughters were going to prophesy. His young men were going to have visions. His old men were going to have dreams. And upon his handmaidens and his servants, he's going to pour out his spirit. We're in the latter season. We're in the latter time. And God's getting ready to do something special and unique. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, what God starts moving and doing, it's not like they used to do or we used to do. I used to sing this song when I was a child in church, and the Lord rebuked me when I got older. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. God said, I don't want to give you the old-time religion. I'm a new man. I'm a new God. I'm a new creation. I do new things. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. Amen. And guess what? There was nothing wrong with the way grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and grandpa worshiped the Lord. There was nothing wrong with it whatsoever. That was the time in the season that they were in. Amen? Amen? Times and seasons change. His word remains the same. The way we address it may change a little bit, but his word doesn't change at all. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. So then the third thing is the perception. In Isaiah chapter 42, can we say thank you, Jesus? Man, I'm grateful for the Lord. Aren't you? Amen. I'm grateful for you. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the God, call of God on your life. Amen. I thank you for the call of God is irrevocable and it changes not. Amen. Praise God. I better get back here. The word of God says in Isaiah 42, verse number 16, he says that I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's an awesome promise of God. Hello? All the promises of God are what? Yes and amen. So can we give God some glory for the promise? Amen? I remember in the older days, I'm a couple years old. I remember in the older days with the television set, we had little rabbit ears antennas, those first ones we had. And you would have to move the rabbit ears. You'd probably get one or two stations that you could get, and you had to move the rabbit ears to get the reception. And most of the reception you got, it was all snowy. And it wasn't clear. But then all of a sudden, well, I was with the black and white TV too, I guess. I go back a couple years. Hallelujah. But then they put an antenna on the roof, and you still had to adjust the antenna, but you got rid of a lot of the snow on the TV screen. In other words, and all of a sudden, now they had cable where you had a clear, perfect picture in your house. Now they have high definition. Okay, so you can really see. And God said to the times in the body of Christ, it was like with the old rabbit ears and the antenna on the roof, and then with the cable, and now with high definition, God is opening up eyes to see like never before. He's given us high definition. Amen? Amen. In other words, God says, by the Spirit of God, we can see farther and deeper than we ever saw before. Amen? Not because of us, but because of Him. Not because of what we did, but because of what He did. Not because of what we're expecting, but what God is bringing to the world. Amen? I don't know about you. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Don't let the clouds around me form. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God wants you and I to know that He gave us the Spirit of God to give us some Holy Ghost perception. Amen. And He says to us, I was thinking about that, and I was looking at that, and the Lord took me to Joel 3:14. He says, multitudes in the Shenandoah Valley of Decision. Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, it's just the Valley of Decision here. But there's multitudes in the Valley of Decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the Valley of Decision. In other words, even today, we can choose, am I going to receive this or if I'm not? Am I going to take this and run with it or am I not? Was it a little different than what I'm used to? Because it was a little different than what I used to. Oh, that isn't right. The Word of God says the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Amen. We serve a living God. He's alive. He's well. Amen. We serve a God that's full of joy. Now, does God bring us correction and reproof in His Word? Does He give us a spanking every once in a while? My dad, he really believed in spare the rod, spoil the child. I felt sorry for my poor dad. I didn't really understand back then when I was a kid and I was an active youngster that got spanked often. There was a famous statement of my mom. My mom would say, "Wait till your father gets home." Poor old dad, mom, well, there's 9 kids in our family. We have 5 sisters and 3 brothers, right? And we had a large family. And dad was the worker, and mom stayed home with all the children. Poor old dad, he would go work all day, work long hours to support the family. And then when he got home, he had to spank us. Hello? You know, in other words, he believed, and I believed it worked, to spare the rod, spoil the child. And even though I was a rebellious child, amen, all those seeds had good root in my life. Hello? Amen? So children, if daddy has to give you a spanking or mama has to give you a spanking, they don't really want to do it, but they're doing it in love because they care about you. And they care about your well-being. Amen? And so why I'm saying this is when the Father chooses to chasten us or correct us or spank us, He's doing it in love because He loves and cares for our well-being and He cares for our future. Amen? So with that in mind, in Proverbs chapter 1, I'm getting ready to close. Beware. Hang on there. We're getting there. Solomon said this in Proverbs 1:28. We have that opportunity now, but there'll be a time when that door is shut. He says, "Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer." Verse 28. "They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despise all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil." Amen? You know, I love it in the Word of God and 3 John where he says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul prospers." Our soul prospers by the Word of God. Amen? So in closing today, in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 14. "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest thou, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." You know, one thing about the children of God, as a child of God, when we're doing wrong, we know we're doing wrong. But we choose to do it anyway. And that's sort of what Israel had did. They knew the law. They knew what was right. They knew what was wrong. But they chose. Each and every one chose. And God's given you and I the opportunity to choose. One thing I love about the Lord that I serve is He doesn't make anyone do anything. So what He is saying to us, just like the Israel, He says, let's not let the pride get in our way. You know, one of the prideful things is to say, man, I'm having a problem, but not asking for help. You say, oh, I can handle it myself. Well, you normally, if you could have handled it yourself, you'd have already overcome that problem. And God is here as our helper, our advocate, our friend. He says that the Israel's, our ears was plugged, but your ears are unplugged. God did something supernatural in your ears. Why? Because the pastor said it? No. Because the Lord said to say it. Hello? There's a difference. There's a difference in just doing it or being led by the Spirit of God to do it. And you know, He says for us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our renewing of our mind is saying, Lord, You said it, I believe it, and I'm going to act upon it. That's where faith comes. That's where faith steps in. You know, faith, that being the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. I've got to get it in my mindset, and I've got to believe it. He says, I've opened your eyes to see. I've given you Holy Ghost perception. We call it HD, high definition, but it should be HG for the body of Christ. Holy Ghost perception. To see farther than you ever saw before. To see deeper. And you're looking in the Word, take me deeper into your Word. You know, it's kind of interesting. This word here, you just say here, you can study this book for your whole life for 100 years and never get a full understanding of it all. It's layered in there. And every time I've studied scriptures, and every time I study scriptures, all of a sudden it's just like the Lord shines His light in a different area. I heard an illustration about that one time. There was a guy, he was in an airplane, and there was a woman that was sitting by the plane. She had this big diamond on her hand, big diamond ring. And the light would come through and shine through that diamond and put all different colors on the cabin of the airplane. And it was really glorious. And it was like, then all of a sudden, when the plane shifted, it would put a whole different color in the thing. And that's what God does in His Word. When He shifts it, He turns it and gives you revelation and understanding. But God wants you to understand that not only did we have the pride that He speaks about and that the plug and the perception, but that we're positioned. That we're positioned. God wants you to know as His child, you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power. Amen? I don't know about you. That's quite a benefit. And Jesus says in closing, and maybe this is the last closing, He said in Matthew 7:21, He says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we cast out devils, and in thy name done wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work of iniquity. In other words, God says to you and I,